Hi, Nancy here with this week's nutrition tip. The inspiration for this week's tip came from my own experience. And that was earlier this week when I had a work day. And during the work day, I wore a mask the majority of the day. And at the end of the day, I realized I had not taken in enough fluid. And so I had symptoms of dehydration. Now, the first thing in regards to hydration is we should have a sense of thirst that we need to fulfill. But as we age, that sense declines. So I didn't feel thirsty on that day. But at the end of the day, I did have the symptoms of not having had enough fluid. And those symptoms included muscle cramps, a headache, a sense of overall fatigue. And you know, the biggest one was that I didn't have to go to the bathroom every 60 to 90 minutes. And when people ask me, well, how much fluid should I drink, Nancy? My answer is always that if you're drinking enough fluid that you need to go tinkle every 60 to 90 minutes and the color of your urine is nearly clear, then you're getting enough fluid. So what's the technique for making sure you get enough fluid? Well, the first is to be sure you always have a water bottle filled with you, and that you may need to remind yourself that at least a couple of times an hour, especially if you're wearing a mask, that you remove the mask and take some sips of water. My recommendation in terms of getting the right amount of fluid for the day is to consume about 6 ounces of water each hour you're awake, up until about 2 hours before bedtime. That way your body has time to get rid of the last bit of fluid you took in, and hopefully you won't wake in the middle of the night more than once to get up to urinate. What do you need to drink? Well, water is absolutely great, and if you don't like the taste of plain water, you can put some orange slices or other citrus slices. You could put some cucumber and mint in it, so you can make it taste good without adding any sugar or other chemical additives. You can also do sparkling water. Just be cautious, because too much sparkling water can damage the enamel on the teeth. You could also drink unsweetened tea and coffee. Yes, they do count toward your fluid intake. There is a myth out there that says that since they're a diuretic, they cause you to pee more than you take in, and that just really isn't true. Herbal teas are great, and the reason some herbal teas are nice is because they have some other antioxidants. Like at the place I work, we offer prickly pear tea, and it's bright red, and that comes from its antioxidant-containing herbs. And green tea is fabulous. Green tea is the most widely consumed beverage in the world, and it is one that's rich in antioxidants known as catechins. And those catechins are good for your whole body, and they're actually good for your microbiome in your mouth as well. So be sure that you continue to take in plenty of fluids, and then you know, vegetables and fruits, they're 70 to 80% water. So they help keep you hydrated too. So when you eat those, when you've got your mask off, those are going to help. So I hope these tips have helped you today recognize how much water you need and how to get the water that you need for your body, because the majority of your body is fluid and you need to have fluid to keep those organs functioning well. So be happy, be healthy, and until next week, this is Nancy signing off.